Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. She's the author of a book that I know, but I don't have in front of me, and I don't want to say the title, so I'll let her say it when she comes back. And she's our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Remind me the title of your book.
Reinventing the Melting Pot, The New Immigrants and What It Means to Be American.
I'm on the road today, so I don't have it in front of me, and I want to make sure that I had the title right. So check that out, folks. Tamar, the Chinese have a curse that I'm sure you've heard of, and I just think it's one of the handiest curses of all time. And here's the curse. May you live in interesting times. And on many levels, we're living the Chinese curse, and none in America more than the immigration debate. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. It's been, it's one of these issues that Congress has been trying to solve. We're up to 12 years now. It was 12 years ago that President Bush said, we're going to fix this. And, they try, they fail, they stop trying, they fail, they try, they fail, and we still haven't fixed it. And for small businesses,
What do you think he was thinking when he said, we're going to fix this? What do you think he was thinking about?
Well, I think Bush understood what I think is the most important piece, which is the piece for small businesses. If you need these workers, if you're running whatever it is, anything from a dairy farm to a nursery to a high-end, high-tech thing, and you can't find an American to do the job, and there is a foreigner who wants the job, you ought to be able to hire him easily and legally. I mean, it's about if we were making cars here and had to import the steel, it should be easy to get the steel. There shouldn't be quotas and tariffs and barriers. And so it's about the piece that everybody pays most attention to, which is the 11, 12 million illegal immigrants in the country. They're an issue, but they're mostly an issue because we don't have a system that works. Because, go back to my steel analogy, it's as if we were making cars and had such a tight steel quota that a third of the steel had to be bootlegged. It's a problem after 20 years or 30 years.
Well,
the difference is, though, that I
agree with you that labor is a commodity, and a lot of people don't like it when I say that. But the truth is, labor is a commodity. It's one of the financial components of a business, of being in business, and you can't pay too much, and you gotta get the right kind of a labor product, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a lot of products. But it differs from other products, from steel, for example, in that there's a human being behind it with a family, and they have a domicile. They're natives of somewhere, and if they're illegal, then that's a whole other thing. So it gets pretty complicated.
But my argument is that it could be managed as rationally. I mean, I know you want to get to current events, but it could be managed as rationally. Yes, there are people, and of course you have to pay attention to that, but there's no reason why the people part of it is good for us too. If they're smart, aspiring, enterprising, hardworking people, which they are, otherwise why would they be leaving the place they know and going to work somewhere else? That's good for us. And some of them are going to want to stay permanently, some of them are going to want to go home. We could manage it if we could approach it rationally.
And so what you're saying is, sounds like what you're saying is, we need essentially a trade agreement for this commodity, this labor commodity, in a way that it takes a little more effort, a little more complicated, because you've got more moving parts, you got human beings involved rather than just a stack of steel. And so you're sounds like you're saying treat it sort of like a trade agreement.
Well, it might be a bilateral agreement. That might be the best, or it might not. That's one option. But the main thing, I think, you think of it from the point of view of the guy who's the worker and the employer or the families. There need to be more legal ways for people to come to the country if there's a legitimate reason for them to come, right, or if it's in our interest, right, for them to come. People say get in line. Yeah. You know, why didn't that guy get in line? There are no
Well,
lines.
other countries have expatriates. You go to the Middle East, the people who do the work are expatriates. They come from the Philippines. They come from all over.
Right.
When we come back, I'm going to get Tamar to talk to us some more about this, including the most recent Supreme Court ruling on the Arizona law. And very interesting stuff there, especially for small businesses. Tony Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do it all night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.